Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel 107.5 FM Greenville, South Carolina, the Jalapeno Channel 87.9 FM Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with Trenches by Pop Evil. It is, well, yeah, shit, why not? It is Evil Weasel Wednesday. Every day is an evil fucking day. Evil is the fucking par for the course these days, people. It's the 29th day of November, 2023. It's 12:04 Pacific time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program, and listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 667-770-1530. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 667-770-1530. Then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you're going to have to punch in *6 to unmute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. It is currently 38 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of northern Jefferson. And we're looking for a high of 46 degrees today for the Klamath Basin and a low of 27. And the winter storm watch starts tomorrow. I thought it was winter. 27. Oh, that's the equinox. It's fucking winter. Plain and goddamn simple, it's winter. Anywho, we'll be right back and we'll go check out the alternate mainstream media, or the mainstream alternate media, or whatever in the hell they're calling it these days. Take your breath. Cause I'm the one that you see. Remember me.
Thank you for listening to PBFTP.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5
Micro FM
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
All righty then. Let's go see what the alternate proper... I mean, let's just go see what the fuck it is. What do you say? All righty then. NATO chief urges members to stay the course on Ukraine. And this kind of, all of these kind of tie together. Awesome stories today. But it's stuff we already know, but it, you know, it's more of the revealing for the, I guess, for the fucking people who live under a rock and are too afraid to go, on a site like From the Trenches by Dave DeCamp. This is antiwar.com. NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg, on Tuesday urged alliance members to continue funding the proxy war in Ukraine, and growing signs of Western support for the conflict is waning. Wonder why? Well, because the people are starving to death while you fucking make bombs. We just have to say that stay the course. This is about also our security interests. Why? Stoltenberg told reporters ahead of the meeting of NATO foreign ministers in Brussels. Remember yesterday they talked about it, and Russia at one point came forth and said, just stay neutral. And we'll bring the lines right back to where they were. They tried to end the fucking war peacefully, but no, no money for the industrial war complex in that fucking scenario. The NATO chief acknowledged that the battle lines have already moved in the past years as Ukraine's counteroffensive has failed, and justified continuing support based on the damage being done to Russian forces. You mean you're just doing it to kill people? You're not going to win, but let's see how many people we can fucking kill. We have also to take into account that even though the front line has not moved so much, the Ukrainians have been able to inflict heavy losses on the Russian forces, killed a lot of people. with deep strike capabilities with cruise missiles delivered by NATO allies, Stoltenberg said. Ukraine isn't a member of the fucking NATO. What the fuck are you doing into this one? I mean, what business is it of yours? However, the Ukraine side is facing a manpower shortage as it has taken heavy casualties. The average age of a Ukrainian soldier is now 43. So you've killed off all the young folks, huh? As many, because they, men and women out there getting slaughtered. As many young Ukrainians have been killed or maimed in the war. An aide to Ukraine, President Volodymyr Zelensky, recently told Time magazine that even if the West provided Kiev with all the weapons it needs, Ukraine doesn't have the men to use them. That's, isn't that handy for you people, you fuckers that are stealing it all? The same report quoted another aide who said Zelensky deludes himself into thinking Ukraine can win the war. No, he doesn't. This is bullshit. We're out of options. We're not winning, but try telling him that, the aide said. Despite the bleak picture of Ukraine, Stoltenberg, that's what it says, Stoltenberg, good one, boy, and Biden administration want to keep fueling the war. President Biden is looking for $61 billion to fund the war for another year, but it's not clear how much Congress will authorize. But they are going to authorize. And we're going to bounce around here a little bit because there are connections to be made. Okay, I'm just going to have to go down here. I'm just going to give me a second. Okay, this fits in. We'll go on down to the next one. It pays to be friends with Zelensky. How $75 million yachts reveal the huge and sudden wealth of Ukrainian leaders in inner circle. This is by Andriy. Looks like Desyuska, Strategic Coulter Foundation in the heart of Eastern Europe, where the tumult of war, I love the way we've been using all these weird words, of war clashes with the allure of Western support, a seismic scandal unfolds, casting a long shadow over Ukraine's leadership. President Volodymyr Zelensky, once seen as a beacon of hope against corruption, is now ensnared in a scandal involving alleged purchase of two luxury yachts. No, how long have we been saying that's what they're doing? They're cutting up the fucking money, buying yachts, gold faucets. You got to see these fucking yachts. Lucky Me is one of the name of the yachts, and My Legacy, worth a combined $75 million. This lavish expenditure, facilitated in the opulent setting of Abu Dhabi and Atibis, starkly contrasts with Ukraine's dire war reality and raises demanding questions about the integrity of criminal liability of its leadership and amidst heavy reliance on Western aid. Fucking criminal liability. Fucking right. In a striking pose, an independent journalist inquirer has brought to light an egregious display of opulence by President Volodymyr Zelensky, closet associates Boris and Shafire, two of Zelensky's confidants, had been implicated in the purchase of two ultra-luxury yachts with a jaw-dropping combined cost of $75 million. These purchases, completed in October 2023 in Abu Dhabi and Atibis, raise severe concerns about corruption. You think so? At the highest levels of Ukrainian leadership, the extravagance is particularly alarming given the context these funds likely derived from Western aid allotted for Ukraine. That means it came out of your fucking pocket. You bought him a fucking yacht. I mean, our people fucking are going hungry, living under goddamn freeway underpasses with their children in the winter going hungry. But we can buy fucking Zelensky a fucking yacht because they're cutting up the fucking bucks, people, just like we said they were. Ukraine's war effort against Russia appear to have been diverted to personal luxury, highlighting a disturbing criminal misallocation. How about theft? How about fraud? It was a fucking goddamn theft of resources intended for the nation's defense. No, it wasn't. Journalist Shehzad Nazir is revealing video expose has brought to light scandalous facet of corruption within the current Ukrainian leadership at the absolute highest levels. An explosive expose has brought to light allegations of massive corruption at the highest levels of Ukraine's leadership. The Ukrainian leadership reputation has been further marred by recent corruption scandal involving high-ranking military officials. Key arms chief have been caught misusing U.S. aid intended for the nation's defense to indulge in extravagant purchases of luxury vehicles and properties in Spain. This egregious misuse of funds, it's just a misuse of funds. It ain't theft of funds. It ain't fraud. It's just a misuse of funds. Starkly contrasts with the plight of Ukrainian soldiers facing ammunition shortages on the front line. They said they didn't have enough people to fucking fill their hands with all the fucking things they had in that other article, remember? We sent so much stuff over there, they just don't have the people to arm it. But here they're talking about ammunition shortages on the front line. Sounds kind of fucking suspicious to me. President Zelensky's response firing these officials appears as a belated effort to address corruption. This pattern of corruption, increasingly visible to the public, points to a troubling common denominator, the Zelensky administration. Is that what you're calling it? How about the Zelensky fucking cabal gang? I don't know. This revelation challenges the integrity of Ukraine's government in a time of crisis, casting a shadow on Zelensky's leadership and the juxtaposition of Zelensky's associates' extravagant yacht purchase with the corruption scandal in Ukraine's military casts a glaring light on a pattern of corruption and theft at the heart of the nation's governance. Amidst the backdrop of brutal war, these revelations not only underscore a profound discount in Ukraine's leadership, but also hint at a seismic graft where the nation's resources and the Western aid are diverted for personal gain at a time when national solidarity, unity, and responsible leadership are desperately needed. And then it shows the pictures of the fucking yachts. And we're going to go to another one because it's all going to connect together. Yeah. Senator Schumer vows to bring bill for Israel, Ukraine, and Taiwan funding to the floor for a vote. Was that it? Close whistle on massive elite. God, could it get worse? And look at unprecedented surge in party. There was another one here. Will they have a fuck you, Charles Schwab. You too, fucking prick. And especially you, you son of a bitch, Bill Gates. And then we have a picture here. Foreign national migrants line up in the East Village neighborhood of Manhattan to receive public service. And I mean, there's goddamn a mile of them. Going in and getting it but the fucking people that live there are going hungry. Oh, well, come on. Which one was it? Hang on. I'm running a little slow this morning. Or this afternoon. It must have been Chucky. Senator Schumer vows to bring bill for Israel, Ukraine, and Taiwan funding to floor for vote soon. Now remember those yachts. Remember those houses. Mansions are buying all over the fucking world. As we go into this one by Dave DeCamp at antiwar.com, Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer, Democrat, New York, vowed in a letter to his colleagues to bring a bill to the Senate floor as soon as December 4th to fund military aid for Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan. President Biden has requested the funding as part of a massive $105 billion spending package. You know, I remember back when everybody, when the derivatives bubble popped and there was no goddamn jobs, you'd put your application in a stack of 2 feet high and you know it's never going to get looked at. And their so-called law, which was only fucking corporate policy that never had to be followed because the Constitution was never a lawful fucking document. There's nothing binding in it to them. They're a bunch of fucking thieves, and they're in violation of the true law of December 15, 1791. Spending, Pat, $105 billion spending. But anyway, so they needed for another round of unemployment for the people who absolutely could not get a fucking job doing anything. It was going to cost fucking like $50 billion, people. And, man, just couldn't do it. Even though their own administrative law said that they had to. One of the most important tasks we must finish is taking up and passing funding bill to ensure we, as well as our friends and partners in Ukraine, Israel, and Indo-Pacific region, have the necessary military capabilities to confront and deter adversaries and competitors, Schumer said. That's why I intend to bring the president's national security supplemental. Fuck. You done stole it. You want the lint out of my goddamn pockets, you thieving pricks? National security supplemental package to the floor as soon as the week of December 4th. Schumer blamed Republicans on heresy. Now we're starting, it's election time. Got to start that Republican-Democrat bullshit. Maybe which pedophile is your favorite? I'd like to know. Schumer blamed Republicans for the delay in the passage of the $105 billion behemoth, which was formally requested on October 20th. He said the biggest holdup in this instance by our Republican colleagues on partisan border policy as a condition of vital Ukraine aid. Our border ain't fucking important, man. The fucking Ukraine's is, because we're being invaded by fucking, well, we're being repopulated is what we're doing. We're being replaced by fucking goddamn third world foreigners to make this a third world country so that they can milk the last of the wealth out of it and fucking leave us in a pile of shit and fucking paper that you can't wipe your ass on. Although Biden's request includes $13.6 billion for the border, House Republicans have passed a bill that stripped the over $14 billion allocated to fund Israel's war in Gaza from Biden's $105 billion request, but it has been rejected by Democrats because it includes cuts in the IRS, and Schumer has refused to bring it to the floor for a vote. No, it's been fucking shut down because the fucking Jews run this motherfucking place. They hold all the key positions, the so-called dual citizen fucking goddamn Jewish Americans who are Jews for Jews and for Jew-ad. Despite the impasse, House Speaker Mike Johnson, Republican of Louisiana, said Monday that he is confident and optimistic that Congress will be able to pass funding for both Israel and Ukraine. I mean, they're starting to get a little, you know, cutting each other's throat here because you get the story about the yachts. What does fucking Zelensky need? Another fucking yacht? Does his buddies need more houses? I mean, more mansions around the goddamn world? President Biden has requested $61 billion to fund the proxy war in Ukraine. $61 billion, which, man, $55 billion. They said it would break the country if they did it. They couldn't do it, not for the fucking people that were displaced and fucking by the fucking fraud of the derivatives bubble. Of course, they had the trillions to bail the banks out, give them 100% of their fucking money back and the goddamn properties. It was all owed, and it is all owed to the people of the United States of these Americas, the individual free sovereign nationals. We want our fucking money. Billion to fund the proxy war in Ukraine for another entire year, despite Kiev's failed counteroffensive. Johnson said Israel is a top priority for the U.S. Why? and said Ukraine is also important but must be tied to border funding. Ukraine is another priority. Of course, we can't allow Vladimir Putin to march through Europe. Well, he didn't want to. I mean, I read an article and it said that, you know, he offered fucking to put the lines right back where they were. And as if they made, if Ukraine made a promise to just stay neutral, that's all they had to fucking do. You know, like Sweden and fucking Switzerland never had to endure the two fucking world wars. They just stayed neutral. And we understand the necessity of assisting there. Wait, what? The necessity of buying fucking yachts and fucking houses, mansions and shit for the fucking, and cars? Goddamn, I mean, they load up. I mean, all the, and while the frontline troops don't have enough ammunition, but the thing is, there's so much goddamn ammunition and guns up there, they don't have the people to shoot them. I mean, this is kind of not making sense, is it? And I'll tell you what, this article, I mean, it says what it says, and we already know this shit's going on, but what it does not have is a solution. The solution is we, the people, fucking take up our fucking arms and enforce the supreme, superior, absolute, unalienable law of December 15, 1791, and we take these motherfuckers out. God damn it, we have overwhelming firepower over them. We have overwhelming fucking numbers over them. And we have the goddamn law of the land, the supreme, superior, absolute, unalienable law of the land behind us. But man, I tell you, it's every day we wait, you know, we talked about wasted days the other day. Every day we wait is another wasted day. And this is going to happen. Once it begins, then you start clicking back the other day with unwasted days. And it's every day that we fucking wait, more people are going to die getting back what has been stolen from us and getting our sovereignty and our fucking liberty and our fucking freedom back. What we've said in this is that if there is to be additional assistance to Ukraine, which most members of Congress believe is important, we have to also work on changing our own border policy. Okay, he said, I mean, I've heard that shit all my life. Johnson said that negotiations on the issue were ongoing. He also said that other items included Biden's $105 billion request will also be worked out with regard. I mean, fuck the American people. I mean, we talked yesterday how the middle class is going to the goddamn food banks here. And fuck the $105 billion, man. We need this for the Ukraine for what? They're not even a part of NATO, which is bullshit. Fuck you. Everybody go home and enforce your own sovereign fucking borders and leave everybody else alone. Stay out of our country. Get the fuck out of my country. I'll get our people. If our people want to stay in your country and you want to kill them, yeah, my blessing. With regard to the rest of these, there's some other items in the supplemental package, I think, that all will come together in the coming days, he said, of course, you're all getting fucking the butt. I mean, you're stealing it all. This is the money being put up to be cut up, and you fucking know it. Biden also asked for $7.4 billion, here it is again, to spend on the U.S. military buildup in the Indo-Pacific region, which includes $2 billion in military aid that's expected to mainly go to Taiwan. Republican China hawks are asking for another $12 billion to spend on preparations for a future war with China. What's China, fucking Republican China hawks, doing in our motherfucking country, people? I mean, shit, see, they lay all this shit out there. Like I said, we will be the most educated people to ever be enslaved on this planet, and it will be a fucking joke. And that's the people fucking just stand up and grow some fucking goddamn balls in a fucking spine. We have what it takes to shut this shit down short with. And I mean, yeah, a lot of us are going to have to get killed. And every day we wait, another wasted day, there's more of us that are going to have to get killed. So there you have it. You have yachts at the top, and then they're telling you that, yeah, they buy, because corruption is just unfucking believable. Hey, we need $50 billion more for fucking corruption. No, it's just unbelievable. Now here we go. Zelensky insider blows whistle on massive elite pedophile ring in Ukraine. What? No. Could that be who those little girls are that Hunter Biden's with? Little his six-year-old girls dressed as prostitutes while he's pedophiling them and doing his fucking crack cocaine. A brave Zelensky insider has blown the whistle on an elite pedophile ring operating in the heart of New York, of the New World Order-sponsored Ukraine government. So those little girls probably were Ukrainian. I guess that they were. And probably after he was done with them, they went to one of the underground facilities and killed them alive and cut them up. I mean, cut them up alive and sold their body parts, because that's a multi-million-dollar industry. And we're talking fucking goddamn mammon here, people. A lot of fucking mammon. According to the whistleblower, the wife of Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky is operating a child sex trafficking network in which displaced Ukrainian children. See, they're killing off all the moms and dads. They said the average age is up to 43. They're killing off all the moms and dads on the battlefield. And then they're fucking taking their fucking, well, we'll go on. Ukraine children are offered to VIP pedophiles around the world. In a report published by the Intel Drop, the former employee of Olena Zelensky's nonprofit provider foundation documents along provided provided foundation documents along with his own personal work ID card to add credibility to his allegation. He is now calling on authorities in the U.S., France, Germany, and U.K. to conduct large-scale investigations. Why? Why? We got Hunter Biden at the top of the fucking front page with the fucking little six-year-old girls dressed as prostitutes sitting all over him with a towel across his fucking where his prick is. And then we got him weighing his fucking dope out. It's fucking crack cocaine. So he's pedophiling with crack cocaine and little six-year-old girls. What investigation? What would they investigated? Well, they find it would be just like Hillary Clinton. Yeah, by God, she did it. But, you know, no reasonable prosecutor who wanted to fucking not get shot in the back of the head from 3 feet away and commit suicide would touch it. And it's the administrative admiralty anyway. It's King Chuck's fucking law. The king says it's okay. Fuck the fucking law. Fuck fucking humanity. Fuck morality. Into the archives of the foundation, but rather than investigating the claims, the authorities and mainstream media are working overtime to cover up the crimes as he has exposed. Now, here's your alternate media. Somewhere in here, it's going to be here. Before we dive in, here he is. Subscribe to the channel and join the People's Voice community. Join our incredible community and support the channel with our $100,000 fucking goddamn sets that, you know, we got nice ties and we don't fucking say fuck or anything. So, and we'll make you so informed, you'll be the most informed slave. We have no answers for you. We'll tell you what you already fucking know, what the people in who have used their brains have known for fucking how many fucking years. Visit collectivethepeoplesvoice.com to claim a stake in the channel. Earn profits and say, and have a say in what we do. Earn profits. We're sitting here, the only one fighting for the fucking Bill of Rights, the only chance the people in this goddamn world have, and they're fucking, you earn profits. I think they might be a goddamn fucking 501c3. I've seen a thing for Breitbart fucking wanting the same thing. You know, that money goes to England. That motherfucker's an Englishman. So when you send all your fucking money over there to the England, you do realize that King Chuck gets an annuity every year, him and the royal family, I mean billions of dollars, and your money goes, to, some of it goes to old King Chuck. So do it. I mean, finance the fucking the propagandists, because, I mean, they won't tell you how fucked you are, that a lot of you are going to fucking die, that you're going to have to fight like a goddamn savage. They'll try, and that they're going to try and kill your kids. They're going to try and rape, pedophile. They're going to try and destroy you. And you're going to fight them and die, and you're going to fucking either win or you're going to lose depending on your fucking, your goddamn fucking skills, I suppose, or your goddamn, if you got the goddamn moxie to fucking go forth and do it. Vogue photo shots while the country is at war. This week, an independent investigation revealed that Zelensky's two closet associates recently purchased two luxury yachts. We heard about those. One in Abu Dhabi and the other in Atabias. I don't know, France in October 2023. The total cost is estimated $75 million. According to the documents, the first yacht, the 46-meter Italian-made Lucky Me is the name of it, was bought by Boris Schiffer for $25 million on October 18, 2023. Schiffer, who has been Zelensky's closest aide since the beginning of his presidency, became the nominal owner of the yacht, My Legacy, worth a cool $50 million. But it's not just yachts, shopping sprees in Paris and New York, Vogue, photo shoots and luxury villas around the world. Hey, let's make sure. Hey, Congress, hey, get in there, Chucky. Get that goddamn billions more going to these motherfuckers. You're getting your cut, buddy. I know you are. You could sit down at the table there in fucking Kiev and fucking cut up the goddamn money at the end of the week, you motherfuckers. And while our people go hungry, our middle class is fucking being ripped up. Our middle class people are going to fucking food banks here, people. They're not fucking they do not represent us. They don't represent us in any way. All we are to them is human property. Read the 14th Amendment, which is unlawful, a violation of the 9th article of the Supreme Superior Absolute Unalienable Law of this goddamn country. We're property. That's why you have no standing in court. That's when the other day you're going, what do you mean you don't got no standing in court? Well, you stupid motherfucker. You're a goddamn, you're a subject. As a verb or a noun, you're a subject. That means you have a sovereign. That means you're a piece of property. A piece of property has no goddamn standing in any fucking court. Except for as evidence or what might have you in a common law court. Zelensky's are also deeply involved in child trafficking to some of the most evil people in the world. No. Olena Zelensky launched a foundation in New York back in September 2022 alongside suspected human trafficker. Here it is. Hillary Clinton and Hollywood celebrities, Matt Damon, Jimmy Fallon, and others. I mean, goddamn, they're flaunting it in their fucking face. In the video uploaded by the whistleblower, he says he is speaking out to expose what's happening with the Olin Zelensky Foundation based on his personal experience. According to the whistleblower, who provided all the documents necessary to back up his claims, the Zelensky Foundation is making tens of millions of dollars providing very young displaced Ukrainian children to the global pedophile elite. And we've done this story, God, how long ago, people? Next, the man explains the job was very simple at first, as he would take children from Ukrainian cities and bring them to orphanages in league with Olena Zelensky's foundation, and it might even been another country. All the orphanages associated with the foundation were in Europe, from Germany to France and England. Some of the host families reportedly lived in rich neighborhoods like the Krierberg, a district in Berlin, Dauphin Square in London, and Avenue Foch in France. This is where the man's story becomes very dark. A few days after dropping Dmitry off with a half-naked man, the whistleblower took another child, Vladimir, from an orphanage to a host family. The man said he had brought Valdemar to another host family just weeks before, and that he tried asking the boy why he was already going to a new home. See photo of Dmitry, and it shows it there if you want to go over there and look. He then says he began looking through documents to understand what was going on and to find information about the homes where the child was allegedly molested. It turns out Bernard Henry, I guess it is H-E-N-R-I, Henry, Levy, is a French filmmaker and writer who donated his work royalties to Zelensky Foundation. According to the New Yorker, Levy has sparked controversy for a number of his stances, including his criticism of the rape cases against the film director Roman Polanski, who pleaded guilty to statutory rape in 1978 and fled to France to avoid imprisonment, and the Dominique 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 Strauss-Kahn, the former managing director of the International Monetary Fund, Strauss-Kahn, a friend of Levy's, has been repeatedly accused of sexual misconduct. We fucking know. We know. We understand. We know. The whole motherfucking, the whole international corporate mafia are a bunch of fucking pedophiles. Hey, buddy, what are we going to do about it? You offer no solutions. You don't get in their face and say, we're going to kill you. We're going to hang you. We're going to punish you. You motherfucker, we have the Bill of Rights. We have a goddamn, we have a mechanism to fucking destroy you. All we have to do is do it. And it's all fucking within our law. It's, in fact, it's not only our fucking right, it's our goddamn duty to do so. Where's that in any of this shit? You're just becoming the new mainstream, aren't you? Are your wallets getting fat? Are a lot of people sending you fucking money so that they can make a fucking buck off this goddamn misery, off of fucking child pedophilia and child murder? Are they? The truth is much darker than the New Yorker is allowed to publish. There you go. In September, President Zelensky asked controversial artist Marina Abramovic to act as an ambassador to his country and to help rebuild schools following the war in Russia. Since his wife's foundation is taking up the task of reconstructing schools in Ukraine now, Abramovic is teaming up with the Ukrainian First Lady. Abramovic is performing a performance artist known for being part of the WikiLeaks document dump that showed that she sent an email to Hillary Clinton campaign chairman John Podesta's brother, Tony, inviting the pair to a quote, spirit cooking dinner, which is an occult ritual founded by Satanist Aleister Crowley? No, say it ain't so. We need your help dismantling a 9,000-year-old pedophile. Do you really? You need our help to disrupt, and then you can tell us more. You can tell us, maybe you could get some pictures of it. Maybe you could run some film of it. But is anybody going to get fucking put in jail? Is anybody going to get fucking hung? Is anybody going up against the wall? Is anybody going to get fucking shot for this fucking outrageous fucking goddamn behavior? Immoral pieces of shit. Here at the People's Voice, we are determined to continue exposing it. We already exposed all these fucking cocksuckers. I mean, this is old fucking news, buddy. And all you fuckers are doing is trying to fucking take over the goddamn internet with your goddamn alternate fucking goddamn internet, which is the mainstream fucking controlled opposition. That's what you fucking are, because you're offering not the solution. The solution is simple. Why don't you put it in there? Why don't you tell how the people can stop this very fucking easily? It'll cost us some lives because we waited so fucking long, but we sure as hell could stop it in a fucking probably about 5 to 7 years. We could have already been done if we hadn't wasted so many days. Here at the People's Voice, we are determined to continue exposing the elite, but we need your help. Visit Collective, the People's Voice, the People's Voice TV to own a piece, to own. See, you can get in, you can get, make some money here. What you want to do is invest in this sick shit. To own a piece of the People's Voice. How about you fucking go and get your goddamn Bill of Rights and fucking learn it and fucking enforce it? That'll stop it. This here just putting money in the people's pockets who are telling the fucking dirty shit that we already fucking know, that we've already told you about on this fucking broadcast. The People's Voice. And have your say in what we do. Subscribe to the channel and join the People's Voice local community to join our amazing team and gain access to exclusive, uncensored content. All right, well, we never fucking made you pay for anything fucking here. We just told you the goddamn truth. These motherfuckers are taking over. I mean, pretty soon you'll be right back there. You're going for your goddamn early programming when you were fucking a kid, you know, you were programmed to fucking believe this shit, and they're bringing you right back into it, pretending to be the alternate media. They are fucking not. These motherfuckers are owned. These motherfuckers have enough to have $100,000 fucking sets. They ain't some fucking goddamn hillbilly setting up on a fucking hill with about fucking $500 worth of shit trying to scream the fucking truth to you, the only defenders of the fucking Bill of Rights. The Bill of Rights is the only way we beat these fuckers. You better get that through your fucking head, and you better start acting like you understand it. Anyway, we're going to take our break, and we'll be right back.
Broadcast from the trenches, 89.5
Micro FM,
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
As we sail into the mystic, I cannot hear the singer's cry, smell the sea and feel the sky. Let your soul and spirit fly into the mystic. And where that foghorn blows, I will be coming home. Yeah, when the foghorn blows, I wanna hear it. I don't have to fear that I wanna rock your gypsy soul. Just like way back in the days of old, how magnificently we will fold into the mystic. That foghorn, you know I will be coming home. Yeah, when that foghorn whistle blows, I gotta hear it. I don't have to fear it, and I wanna rock your gypsy soul, just like way back in the days of old. And together we will fold into the mystic. Come on, girl. Thank you.
You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5, Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. The Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this program on the air, go to FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com and hit that donate button. Your donations are appreciated and needed. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It is 12:49, and of course that was Van Morrison. Into the message is something distinct. Don't make yourself want to fucking puke. There's so many few things. I mean, goddamn, these in the, I mean, shit, we were born into communism. We were born into fucking servitude. But there were times in our lives when you could just fucking feel good. They're gone. We don't get them back unless we take them. We don't get them back unless we take them. It keeps going downhill until we're fucking useless fucking shit on the ground. And these motherfuckers own us like fucking they think they do. I look at unprecedented surges in cardiac arrest cases in Victoria, Australia. Yeah, no shit. Pedophile ring, Chucky Shalima, Nazis. Yeah, I bet you do. Oh, this one was something. Fuck. How far will they go? How far will you let them go? That's how far they will go. NHS slam for recording gender identity of newborn babies. So when the baby comes out, it's going to have an agenda. Well, it's got a peepee, or it's got a little girl flower. And I don't care what it's got. Whatever it is, we're going to cut the pee-pee off that one and give it a flower and put the pee-pee on the fucking girl with the flower. This is the sickest shit. People, what the fuck have we become? This is by Steve Watson. This is maternity news. The National Health Service in the United Kingdom has come under increased scrutiny. No shit. After it rolled out a new £450 million IT system that allows midwives to register the gender identity of newborn babies rather than their biological sex. How in the fuck could they identify? I don't got to say it. You got to know it. The Daily Mail reports that some midwives went public complaining that the new EPIC computer system is forcing gender identities on newborns. I mean, come on, people. The hospital discharge summary is an important document for the baby to receive the best care from the whole NHS system. One midwife told the outlet, adding, we are talking about newborn and very young babies here. What on earth has gender identity as a concept got to do with them? It's ludicrous, and it is. And it's not. It's to see how far they can shove it up your fucking ass, and what you will fucking take. That's what this is, people. What will you take? Will you let them come up and spit in your face? Will you let them fucking knock you down? Will you let them kick you and fucking go into the fetal position? What will you take? That's what they're trying to find. Go ahead, brother.
Yeah, they will.
Yes, they will.
Sons yep.
That's exactly what they will do. This is insanity. We're talking about newborn, very young babies here. What on earth is gender identity as a concept got to do with them? Well, it's to see what you will fucking take. It's ludicrous. The midwife also claimed that there is now a climate of fear within the organization and that midwives are also being ordered to use terms such as birthing parent instead of mother and chest feeding rather than breastfeeding. Well, the thing is, midwife, throw that fucking license away. You know how to deliver a baby. You make a private contract with the fucking mother and father, and the government ain't a goddamn thing to say about it. Oh, I forget you're over there with King Chuck. You are our subject by the fucking law of your land. This is your King Chuck. This is your fine royal fucking family, the demented fucking pedophiles. Women's rights campaigners have charged that the move is down to the influence of woke pro-gender activists within the government-run health service, yet NHS bosses have claimed there is a system error in the U.S. Made technology, and the unfortunate language is being corrected. Unfortunate. Fuck you. Maya Force Starter of campaign group Sex Matters commented, "London hospitals registering babies by their gender identity is absurd and chilling, and a clear indicator of the intent to which transitionism has taken over the NHS. It may have taken it over for you, but we're all fucking individuals. It's just like that kid the other day when that fucking bum that was probably a fucking mental patient release raped his 15-year-old girlfriend. Only I wouldn't have dropped the gun, son. You should have just kept on a fucking shooting. When you pulled that trigger the first time, you were free. When you downed that fucker, you were free. And you'd be free as long as you kept shooting that gun until you were dead. You could have remained free. The thought of that kid going, I looked at that kid and the thought of him going to jail for killing one of those scumbags, I see them son of a bitches everywhere." Ginny Gamble, professor of midwifery. I mean, a midwife, you didn't have to register as a midwife, did you ever? I didn't know that. I've never heard of it. I know a lot of people that have used midwives, so because they didn't want a birth certificate. I mean, they didn't want the birth certificate, and they didn't want the goddamn Social Security number. At Coventry University added, "Sex is not assigned at birth. That is delusional. A baby cannot have a gender identity because it's a baby. Gender identity is important later in life, but it never erases the importance of sex." I mean, this is it is insanity. I mean, this is how far, will you let them push you this far? You sure as hell will. I know you're going to. This is probably just another wasted day. As these pictures from earlier this year reveal, the NHS website also includes queries about gender identity of newborns and children when parents register them with GP surgeons. I don't register my fucking children with you, you son of a bitch. You motherfuckers were never supposed to have any say in nobody's fucking life. You were supposed to stay the fuck away from us and respect our fucking rights. That's how she works. Well, that was sickening enough. Oh, here you go. Argentina's president-elect converts to Judaism agency. And this was another one that had another contradiction we were going to look at. Okay, this is by TASS. It is noted that, I guess it would be Mylia, has on a number of occasions announced plans to visit Israel and move the country's embassy from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem. Let's see what this prick's doing. New York, November 28th, TASS, Argentina's president-elect Javier Milei has decided to convert from Catholicism to Judaism. Now, from Catholicism to Judaism. Now, why does that bother me? Reported citing a source close to the politician. Now, why does this seem weird? Let's go up to the top of the fucking page here. Whoops. We'll have to go back over, but we will. And I want to know how they do this conversion shit. Right up to the fucking top. Because we have on the delusion of species, specialness. On the delusion of specialness, I'm sorry for me to read it. I got my glasses, but I can try. There is no bigger lie told about us as Nazism than we are Europeans. We are the most distinct of all races. We are not even of the human race, let alone Europeans. We are utterly unique. Our features are only blend with humans. Our facial features and proportions and infinitely more perfect. We are Anunnakian, and our DNA is of the gods. We are the purest Israelites from the holy Habaru. We have extrasensory perception, heightened awareness, and increased sensitivity is what I think it means. We cannot be defeated by Gentiles any more than humans can be by other animals. And I think you people deep in your hearts know it, and it drives you mad. So this fucking Jew thing, you can convert, I can convert and become a different species. Is that what we're saying here, people? You get where I'm coming from? Let's find it again. Okay. It shows a picture of Julian here with the guy here. Continue reading. Back over here. Where were we? Okay. According to source, the Argentine leader took part in a Judaic worship service in the country's. So is this a religion? Now, in the other article, they're saying that they're a separate species. And that we're like human cow, the goyim, and that we're far beneath them as a dog is beneath us. But again, can you convert to that? Can you, what do they do? Put you in some kind of machine and change your genetic makeup? Or is this isn't even a fucking religion. This is Zionism. This is a system of fucking control. This is the fucking thieving fucking goddamn Khazars thinking they're going to take over this goddamn world, and everybody's going to be there. The only ones going to be left are going to be there to serve them so that they can have children, so that they can pedophile their children, and they can wash their feet and fucking wipe their fucking asses. I got news for you, Rabbi. I ain't fucking doing it, and I'm going to fucking eliminate your fucking ass. You motherfuckers are going to be wiped out. You're the ones that need to be wiped off this planet. Just try to imagine, people, if these cocksuckers had never existed. And imagine when when we first came to this continent, these fucking Jews were not allowed to come here. There was a fucking reason why. They've been kicked out of, 190 fucking countries around the world? Wonder why, because they're such fine people. If they're such good fucking people, every fucking place they go, they're getting kicked out of. Look what they did in fucking Weimar Germany. I mean, goddamn, they turned it into Ethiopia with the theft. They're thieving fucking motherfuckers. And in this country, they're like fucking, 1.4% of the fucking population, probably a hell of a lot more than that since last time I checked. But they have the highest standard of living in my fucking country, these fucking Johnny-come-lately motherfuckers, because they stick together as through the Masonic lodges and all their secret societies. And fucking, the Jews take care of the Jews. Whereas this is why they think we're so fucking gullible and easy to whip, because we can't fucking get on one fucking page that gives us the right to fucking wipe all this shit away. Like fucking, they want us to pull at those strings on that ball of spaghetti. We want to wipe it clear off the fucking table and start over Jewless. Genocide is fucking rugged. Killing is rugged. Killing children, my God, killing babies is the worst of the worst. What do you do about a goddamn plague like this? And they are a plague. And if everything they get around, they destroy. For fucking, it's like they enjoy it. Where he received blessings from a rabbi. So this fucker is going to be a Jew, huh? Well, maybe that'd get him another, more money from the fucking government if he's a Jew. Or not the government, the fucking corporation. Sorry about that. According to Bloomberg, upon arrival in New York on November 27th, Mealy donned a kippah, I guess that's a little round hat, and all black outfit to visit the grave of famous Orthodox Jew rabbi Menachem Mendel, Shneerson. The symbolic gesture illustrates how committed the incoming leader is to deepening Argentina's cultural and political ties with Israel. They taught fucking Venezuela, who was in fucking charge, didn't they? Starved their ass, took their guns, starved their asses down. You're going to bow. And it was all because the previous leader had seen the Jews were stealing 95 cents every dollar of their fucking oil dollars or gold dollars, everything. Said no more. So he had to die of some kind of turbo cancer, and they fucking pulled all the fucking revenue, I mean, all the goddamn exchange, I mean, you can't even call it money, all of the means of exchange, and fucking made the people starve until now. Yes, we'll do what you say. Jews are good. We're going to be Jew too. You can go ahead and take 95% of everything we fucking own. You can go ahead and fucking rape our women. You can go ahead and rape our fucking daughters. We can go ahead and rape babies. Go ahead. We'll help you. Argentina, you're a bunch of fucking punks. You're a bunch of bitches. Go ahead and go with these cocksuckers, man. You'll go where they go. Bloomberg noted that Miley has on a number of occasions announced plans to visit Israel and move the country's embassy from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem. Toeing the line. That's how you get it. Now everybody's going to want to go back to Argentina because you're going to get that 5 cents back, aren't you? Of your fucking own re-fucking sources, why these fucking kikes take the rest. Argentina held its presidential runoff on November 19th. Miley, a libertarian nominated by the Avaza, Liberated for Freedom Advances, right-wing coalition defeated economy minister Sergio Mesa. Miley has repeatedly said that he has no intention of boosting relations with Brazil, China, or Russia. Well, this is what I'll be a good Jew. I'll convert your religion. I'll bow to your feet. I'll lick your fucking feet. I'll go fuck that wall if you want me to, and I'll do it on camera. I mean, what the hell? Trumpy did. China and Russia, as he does not agree with their politics. However, he also claims that he will not prevent private companies from doing business with these countries. Of course not. You're going to be a fucking good little fucking lapdog, aren't you? Miley views Israel and the U.S. as Argentina's priority allies. Why? Why, asshole? Oh, because if we don't, they'll shut us down because they control the currencies of the fucking world. And the people, they've got all the fucking gold. We don't got no gold in this country. We're going to have to go get it back, people. I hope you fucking understand that. That's another fucking chore of taking this country back. If we ever get off our dead fucking asses, get on that one fucking page and start enforcing our fucking law. Quit wasting days. Because pretty soon you're going to waste enough days until you don't even get a fight for your fucking children. You're going to leave the fight to them? Are you going to leave it to their grandchildren if they can't fucking beat them? Because so many of us have fucking died on the fucking vine. Who will fight? Are you going to leave your fucking grandchildren to be slaves, to be to kowtow at a fucking chink's feet? Are you going to do it? Are you going to fucking stand up and fucking fight? Are you going to get on that one page as an American national and enforce the fucking law? That is the question, and that is the word from the trenches.